suggests the possibility of high arrest numbers during this summer's Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Local media reports that officials may be forced to move inmates from the city's Justice Center complex to house unruly protesters. They're talking with suburban police departments about renting space in their jails just in case protesters get out of hand. An update on the case of a deadly explosion in Texas 3 years ago.
We have eliminated all reasonable accidental and natural causes.
An explosion at a Texas fertilizer plant in 2013 that killed 15 people is called not an accident, but rather a criminal act. Here's ATF Special Agent in Charge, Robert Elder, saying he's not ready to discuss what a possible motive would have been.
I think it's too early to speculate at this point until we make an arrest.
That explosion in West Texas left 15 people dead, destroyed about 80 homes, and damaged dozens of others. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle plans to support Donald Trump as the Republican presidential nominee. He tells NBC's Today Show he's been a Republican all his life and plans to back Trump in his efforts.
He's a winner. He knocked off 16 Republican candidates. He is going to be the nominee. He's the presumptive nominee. And now the party's going to have to unify around someone that they did not expect to be their nominee.
Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan sitting down today to get to know each other better. Everyone's mother's done something embarrassing, but few mom fails lead to this kind of stardom. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has the details.
A mother-daughter duo have become viral celebs after a good-hearted selfie went hilariously wrong. The mom traveled from New York to Utah to surprise her college student daughter and help her pack up her dorm room for summer. But when she arrived, her daughter wasn't in the room, so...
I just hopped on the bed, laid down, took a selfie, look where I am. A surprise!
But when her daughter didn't recognize where her mom was, they both realized she was in the wrong dorm.
I just started laughing and I ran out of my room.
The daughter tweeted the selfie fail and it's become a viral sensation with thousands of likes and retweets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
George Zimmerman is auctioning off the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin in 2012. He was the center of controversy when he used the gun to kill the unarmed 17-year-old in his Florida neighborhood. Bidding starts at $5,000. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 73 sunny degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, there is a chance of patchy drizzle and patchy fog. And then for your Friday the 13th, there is a 30 to 70% chance of showers and then a 70% chance in the afternoon with a high of 72. On Saturday, there is a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon with a high of 69. And then the weekend will finish out sunny with a high only in at 61.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, and in the dark I found, I hope that I won't fly. And I sing along, I sing along.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. On today's show, hear about some upcoming programs to finish out the month of May. There is still time to register for HCL's annual art show and sale on June 11th, or get registered for the Hunterdon Comic Fest on August 6th. Get all the details. Summer Reading. Jim, stop squirming. You're only going to make it worse. Summer Reading is a few short weeks away. Get ready to exercise your mind. Hear dates and all about HCL's Summer Reading Clubs. Get some reading suggestions later today and hear what happened today in history and much, much more on today's library show. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is, let's just say he's a little tied up today. So since I'm working solo today, I will take phone calls 908-237-0410, but just let the phone ring and I'll get to you. Or you can email me at jtandthebookworm@gmail.com. And today's opening music is Flashlight by Jesse J. And this is from Perfect Pitch 2. And it goes out to our favorite kilt girl, Kat, and a very special little listener, Ursa Scarlet. So good morning, everybody. And today I'll start with some library programs coming up. This afternoon at 4 p.m., we have a very unusual program at the Headquarters Library. It is open to grades, children in grades kindergarten and up. It is from 4 to 5, and it is Hope's Promise Therapeutic Miniature Horses. Yes, we're going to have horses in the library. Meet some miniature therapy horses, hear a story, and learn how about these horses will help each other. Registration is requested. Please call 788-1432. However, if you are in the library at 4 o'clock, just stop on in to meet Hope's Promises and her horses. Tomorrow afternoon, Friday the 13th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, we will welcome Karen Kremp, a physical therapist from Kessler Rehabilitation in Flemington, and Nicholas Giorini from Kessler Rehabilitation in Annandale, and they're going to talk about osteoporosis. May is osteoporosis month. Osteoporosis means porous bones, and it is a progressive disease that causes bones to weaken and become brittle, increasing the risk of fracture. Typically, such fractures occur in the hip, spine, or wrist, but they can occur in any bone at any time and to anyone regardless of age. This disease is responsible for about 2 million fractures annually. In older adults, stooped posture and loss of height may indicate a compression fracture of the spine. So stop in at the library at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and learn all about how you can prevent this disease. And on Saturday afternoon at the North County Branch Library, there's going to be a staged reading of Bells, a play in two acts and 35 phone calls. And this is directed by Mary LaRue, presented by the Oldwick Community Players. This is a play by Mark Dunn, and it is told in two acts, and down here it says 45 phone calls. Bells visits six southern sisters who, over the course of an autumn weekend, seek to bridge the physical and emotional distance between them via the telephone, and in the process they come to terms with their shattered history. Bells was first presented on January 29, 1988, as winner of the Margot Jones Playwriting Award competition, and it entered the theater canon as one of the most delightful and endearing plays about women and the bonds of family, and continues to enjoy popularity to this day. This is Saturday, May 14th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library at 65 Halsted Street. And all the programs I'm mentioning today are free and open to the public. We do ask that you make reservations. To make reservations for a North County Branch program, call 730-6135 or headquarters 730-1431. Or go to our events calendar, www.hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar and you can sign up there. And this Tuesday afternoon at the headquarters library from 2 to 4, we're going to be sponsoring a program, and we're going to be partnering with the Veterans Affairs of Hunterdon County. It's VA Healthcare Information Service session. It will include information on eligibility and enrollment, healthcare benefits overview, mental health benefits, rural home-based healthcare. And this program is for veterans, spouses, and professionals working with benefits. Again, it's Tuesday, May 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. Reservations are requested but not required, but please RSVP to the Veteran Services Coordinator of Hunterdon County at 908-788-1358. And then Tuesday evening at our South County Branch Library at 1432 West Route 179 in Lambertville, New Jersey, in West Amwell. They will be discussing The Light Between the Oceans by M.L. Stedman, and that will be at 7:30. And then to round out, well, I guess the week, next Thursday night we have two programs at the Headquarters Library. We will be showing The Lady and the Van. This movie stars Dame Maggie Smith, and it is the true story of Miss Shepherd, a woman of uncertain origins who temporarily parks her van in the author Alan Bennett's London driveway. And Alan Bennett is played by Alex Jennings, and she proceeds to live there for 15 years. What begins as a begrudged favor becomes a relationship that will change both their lives. And this is directed by Nicholas Hader, and Maggie Smith received a Golden Globe nomination for Best Actress. And that starts at 6 p.m. It is also going to be reshown on Saturday, May 28th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And at the North County Branch Library next Thursday night, we will welcome Broadway baritone James Michael, who will sing melodies of Memories and Miracles. He's a big baritone voice of his idols Howard Keel, John Raitt, and Robert Goulet. He has worked and performed with his idols as a young baritone. He has played the roles that made them famous, and he enjoys singing their cherished songs and stirring up memories. That is next Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. And it is almost 11:15, so I'm going to check on Jim. And we will be back. We're not going to do Today in History as a trivia today. I will just do some Today in History. But if you are interested in trivia and are a trivia buff, and I'm going to challenge Jim Thatch to this, on Wednesday nights at the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction, they have game night with Game On, where you can play games, meet people, win prizes every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. They have bingo, name that tune, trivia, and more. So I think that's a challenge Jim Thatch is going to be up to one of these days. All right, so I will be right back with more after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is a little indisposed today. And at this time every week, Jim tries to trick me and asks me about some events that happened today in history and some people that were born or died today. So I'm just going to read them as matter of facts today. Kiko, I don't know if you're listening, but I'm going to leave one of these questions open. And if you are, you can email me at jtandthebookworm@gmail.com with your answer. Or next week, when Jim's back on the air, you can email us then. So today is May 12th. In 1780, in the American Revolutionary War, it was the largest defeat of the Continental Army. Charleston, South Carolina is taken by British forces. In 1935, Bill Wilson and Bob Smith, the founders of Alcoholics Anonymous, meet for the first time in Akron, Ohio, at the home of Henrietta Seberling. In 1937, the Duke and Duchess of York are crowned as King George VI, and Queen Elizabeth of the UK of Great Britain and Northern Ireland in Westminster Abbey. And this, of course, would have been Queen Elizabeth, present-day Queen Elizabeth's father and her mother. Okay, Kiko, this one is for you. In World War II, this U.S. tanker is torpedoed in the mouth of this U.S. river by a German submarine, U-507. And it's a USS tanker. It's a U.S. tanker, SS Virginia, is torpedoed in the mouth of which U.S. river? Okay, in 1986... NBC debuts the current well-known peacock, as seen in the NBC 60th anniversary celebration. And then just last year, a train derailment on this day in Philadelphia killed 8 people and injured over 200 people, and caused some more implements to be implemented on the railroad. On the Amtrak lines in the Northeast Corridor. And also on this day in 2015, a 7.3 magnitude earthquake and 6 major aftershocks hit Nepal, killing over 200 people. And I have nobody who died today in history, May 12th, but born on this day in 1820 was Florence Nightingale, an Italian-English nurse, a social reformist, and a statistician. In 1907, Katharine Hepburn, the American actress, was born. Katharine Hepburn is most famous for many screwball comedies, such as Bringing Up Baby, Adam's Rib, The African Queen, The Philadelphia Story. She also starred in Little Women. In 1921, Farley Mowat, Canadian environmentalist and author, was born. He's most famous for the Top of the World trilogy, Ordeal by Ice, The Polar Passion, and Tundra. In 1948, English singer, songwriter, and guitarist Steve Winwood was born. And Jim always makes me explain my answers a little bit more. So he was in the Spencer Davis Group, Traffic, Blind Faith, and he had solo hits with Roll with the Baby, and Back in the High Life. 1952, Yogi Berra, American baseball player and coach and manager who died just last September, at the age of 90, was born in St. Louis, Missouri. His Major League Baseball debut was September 22nd, 1946, for the New York Yankees, and his last Major League appearance was May 9th, just a couple of days ago, in 1965, for the New York Mets. He finally came to his senses. In 1962, Brat Pack actor Emilio Estevez was born. He's the son of Martin Sheen, the brother of Charlie Sheen, and in such movies as The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, Young Guns, and The Mighty Ducks. And finally, in 1969, Kim Fields, American actor and director, was born, and Kim Fields is most noted for her role as Tootie on The Facts of Life. So welcome back to the library show. We're still at the library show. I'm getting all confused. I'm sorry. Let's continue on with some programs in May. Next Saturday, May 21st, we're going to welcome Dan and Marty Campanelli with the presentation, This Work of Mine, The World May View, shining a spotlight on New Jersey samplers, instructresses, and students. And Dan and Marty are probably the premier experts on New Jersey samplers, needlework samplers. They helped mount an exhibit at Morven a couple of years ago, and they have published a book that focuses on Hunterdon County and New Jersey samplers. This visual presentation will cover the beautiful and varied schoolgirl embroidery from all over New Jersey up to about 1850. From the Quaker-dominated designs of Burlington County to the collared deer of Hunterdon County, from the compartmented samplers of Cumberland to the checkered board houses of Somerset, and from the Greek Revival landscapes of Warren County to the towering ladies of Cape May, the celebrated motifs of the state will be examined in detail. Teachers' schools and their various methods of advertising will also be discussed, along with regional styles created under unknown and or recently discovered precipices. Many personal stories of the stitchers, whether heartbreaking or unique, will be revealed. And this program is Saturday, May 21st at 2 p.m. at the Headquarters Library. And please call 788-1434 to make reservations. And as you've heard Jim and me talk about on earlier shows, the Hunterdon County Library has started a seed exchange at the Headquarters Library. And we're welcoming gardeners on May 23rd at 2 p.m. on the lower level, or May 24th at 7 p.m. on the lower level. To talk about how your garden is growing so far this year, to do some walk-in discussion, some sorting of some more seeds to see what we have in our garden library. So stop in Monday, May 23rd at 2 p.m. or Tuesday, May 24th at 7 p.m. or stop in anytime on the lower level and just ask Linda what's going on with the seed exchange. On Wednesday, May 25th, at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, we continue our Workforce Wednesday sessions, sponsored by the Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board. And this time, we will talk about what's blocking your search. Do you know what's blocking your search and keeping you from landing that job you really wanted? Whether you are just starting out on your search or have been struggling for seemingly endless months, one of the most important tasks is to diagnose what you need to succeed in your search. In this unique workshop, John Hadley will use his proprietary career search assessment survey and the change grid to help you uncover what's blocking your search, positioning you to take action to land the job and pay you deserve. At the start of the session, you will complete your own personal change grid on site. John will then show you how to interpret it to identify the challenges you face and strategies for dealing with them. John Hadley helps job seekers frustrated with a search. He graduated from Stanford University, and he has worked in the financial services industry for 25 years. And that is Wednesday, May 25th at 1 p.m. And then after you have your job search underway, come to the Headquarters Library Wednesday 25th at 7 p.m. for the Richard Rider Swing Band. For over 20 years, the Richard Rider Swing Band has been New Jersey's most popular swing band combos. He will perform familiar standards from the swing era, highlighting America's greatest composers, including Gershwin, Berlin, Porter, Ellington. The group features Richard Rider on saxophone, clarinet, and flute, plus Tricia Slafta on vocals, accompanied by a keyboard, bass, and drums. They will sing songs such as Our Love Is Here to Stay, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, As Time Goes By, Sing Sing Sing, Jump Jive, and Wail. The audience is invited to both listen and dance to their exciting music. And once you're all energized from the Richard Rider Swing Band, the next night, Thursday, May 26th, at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, we will welcome art historian Michael Norris, who will discuss ancient Olympics. Before the modern Olympic Games occur this summer in Rio, learn about their ancient predecessors through the art of the ancient Greeks in a PowerPoint presentation with art historian Michael Norris. Michael spent 20 years at the Cloisters Museum and the Metropolitan Museum of New York of Art in New York City and has lectured on trips all over the world. He will explore how this religious event in southern Greece developed over the course of 1,100 years and see how it helped draw the Greek city-states together. That is Tuesday, May 26th at 7 p.m. And to round out the month of May, we have a Friday morning book group at the Headquarters Library on Friday morning, May 27th at 10 p.m., and they will be talking about the book Call the Midwife by Jennifer Worth, a true story of the East End in the 1950s, and that is at 10 p.m. on May 27th. You can call 788-1434 to reserve your copy of the book. And, of course, Memorial Day is Monday, May 30th, and the library will be closed on Sunday, May 29th, and Monday, May 30th, in observance of Memorial Day. The libraries will also be closed this coming Wednesday morning, May 18th. The Headquarters Library will open up at 1 p.m., and the North and South County Branch Libraries will open at 1:30 p.m. We will be closed in the morning for some staff development so we can catch everybody on the staff up, which on what has been going on at the library, so that they can help serve you better. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about the HCL Art Show and sale. There's still a little bit of time to register. Registration forms can be found on our website, hclibrary.us. The art show and sale is Saturday, June 11th from 10 to 3 p.m. The rain date is the next Saturday, June 18th. If you would like to register, we have a student category, 7 to 12, adults 18 and over, amateur, and adult 18 and older professionals. We will accept oils, acrylics, tempera, watercolors or pastels, pencil, ink, charcoal or chalk or mixed media. The only media we will not accept is photographs because we have a dedicated photography show later in October. Entries must be received by Friday, June 3rd. Use this registration form from our website. There is a $5 entry fee for students and a $10 entry fee for adults. There will be a best in show and first place in each exhibitor category, and there will be a public's choice award as well. Exhibitors will be provided a section of snow fence, 4 feet by 8 feet. Exhibitors are responsible for delivery, hanging, removal, and care of all artwork. All art to be judged must be displayed on the fence in plain view. And artists may bring additional artwork to display and sell. They can set up between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. that morning. And that afternoon, we will also be, you can come to the library and browse the snow fences on the lawn. Enjoy the artwork, maybe discover a new artist. Bring a blanket or chair, a picnic lunch maybe, relax under the trees, and enjoy the sound of Acoustic Road, who will be performing throughout the day. And that's Saturday, June 11th, 2016. And I know we're about at the halfway mark for registration, so you do want to get your registration in early. And we are also currently taking registration for our Comic Fest for exhibitors. It will be at the Headquarters Library on Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you are an artist and you would like to spend some time at the library sitting and drawing and discussing your art, go to our website, hclibrary.us, scroll down, and click on the Comic Fest exhibitor registration. And that, again, will be Saturday, August 6th from 10 to 4. Okay, and we are just about halfway through the library show. It is just about 10:30. I need to check on Jim Thatch and make sure he's still doing okay. But let me give you a quick look at the weather. It is still sunny. It has now gone up to 74 degrees. And there's still a slight chance of showers tonight after 3 a.m., but mostly cloudy with a low around 53. Friday, there's a slight chance of showers before 11 a.m., and then the possibility of a thunderstorm sometime afternoon, but before 5 p.m. But there'll still be a high near 70. On Saturday, there's a chance of showers before 2 p.m., so it looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy with a little bit of sun peeking through, a high near 71. But then the showers are going to bring in a cold front, and on Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of only 59. So welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is not here today. It is the second Thursday of the month, which means the Library Reads list for June has been announced this morning. And this, again, is a list compiled by librarians throughout the United States. These are the lists. This is a list of books they are most looking forward to in the upcoming months. And this month, the book that tops the list is Vinegar Girl, a novel by Anne Tyler. And this was published by Hogarth Books. It's part of a series, Hogarth Shakespeare, where they've invited many of the best-selling authors writing today to retell a Shakespearean play, maybe set in modern times, maybe not. Jeanette Winterson did The Gap of Time in October, and that was based on The Winter's Tale. Howard Jacobson retold Shylock Is My Name, retelling The Merchant of Venice in February. Vinegar Girl is in June, and Margaret Atwood will be retelling The Tempest sometime this fall. So Vinegar Girl brings the taming of the shrew into the modern world. Kate is stuck in a life taking care of her absent-minded professor, father, and her sister, Bunny. When her father suggests a marriage of convenience in order to secure a green card for his lab assistant, Pridor, Kate is shocked. This is a sweet and humorous story about two people who don't quite fit in finding each other. Tyler's wonderful writing updates and improves on the original. And Anne Tyler, of course, is famous for The Homesick Restaurant and many other novels. The second book is The Invisible Library by Genevieve Cogman. And this is directed by powerful librarians. Agents roam alternate realities, searching out special volumes for their mysterious library's collections. Irene is a spy for the library, but sometimes is a little off about her current mission. There's something strange about her new assistant that she can't quite put her finger on. And worse, the requested volume has already been stolen. Cogman's engaging characters and a most intriguing imagined world are sure to delight readers, especially bibliophiles. And my favorite book on the list is Under the Harrow by Flynn Berry. And this is a very slim volume, and this falls under the category of if you liked Girl on the Train. Nora leaves London to visit her sister Rachel in the countryside often. But this trip is different. A silence house, a dead dog hanging from the railing, and so much blood. Nora stays trying to help the police solve the case. She thinks it might have something to do with the unsolved attack on Rachel when Rachel was just a teen, but it could be something new. The story is thrilling and quietly gripping. We become as obsessed as Nora in finding her sister's killer. And what if she strikes again? Mary Roach, the best-selling author of Stiff, is number four on the list with Grunt, The Curious Science of Humans at War. With courageous curiosity, journalistic persistence, and a wry, empathetic sense of humor, Roach once again delves into a fascinating topic few of us would openly explore. She writes about the issues confronting the military and its attempt to protect and enable combat troops. Roach brings to our attention amazing efforts of science to tackle all the challenges of modern warfare. Grunt is another triumph of sometimes uncomfortable but fascinating revelation. The fifth book on the list is Homegoing, a novel by Gayasi. Missing Presumed by Susie Steiner is next. Stiletto by Daniel O'Malley. And I heard a lot of chatter from librarians about this book early on. We Could Be Beautiful, a novel by Swan Huntley. This is a debut novel. Wealthy art collector Catherine spends her time fussing over her tiny boutique card shop so that she can feel like a productive member of society. When she meets a handsome and refined William Stockton, yet something seems just a little too good to be true. The plot thickens as long-hidden family secrets emerge. Huntley certainly knows how to build up the suspense. This debut novel includes some nice plot twists, and Catherine's character evolves favorably. Lily and Octopus by Stephen Rowley is next, and the list is rounded out by Widowmaker, a novel by Paul Dorian. Dorian Gray is, of course, the author of it, is the novel by The Portrait of Dorian Gray. I'm getting all tongue-tied and tangled without Jim Thatch here. Widowmaker by Paul Dorian. Dorian delivers a novel of intensifying suspense. The brooding and flawed Baldwich details deals with newly revealed family secrets that set him off on a search for the truth. His personal mission leads him into danger as he chases a vigilante through the wintry Maine woods. This is highly recommended for fans of Nevada Bar and CJ Box, and this is part of a series. And, of course, The Portrait of Dorian Gray is the classic novel written by Oscar Wilde. Now I've got that out. Okay, at the top of the show, I also mentioned that it's getting time to get set for summer reading. And the youth teen summer reading program is On Your Mark, Get Set, Read. This is independent reading. You can join at headquarters, North County, South County, or the Bookmobile for ages 2 and up. Read and earn prizes beginning June 14th and through August 3rd. There will be story times, activities, and performers. So for more information, watch our website, hclibrary.us, and you can click on the Kids tab or the Teens tab for more information about our Teen Cafe. And our schedule of programs and events will be up toward the end of May. And we are taking pre-registration right now for our 2016 Adult Summer Reading Club. That is right on our homepage, hclibrary.us. You can pre-register for Exercise Your Mind, Read, and then start reading on May 27th. Join when gifts win a grand prize. The Adult Summer Reading Club party will be held on September 8th. And this is sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. From our website, you can click on Books We've Read, which is empty right now because the club hasn't started, but you can click there and then see the 2015 Summer Blockbuster list, the books that were most popular. Anna Quinlan has in How Reading Changed My Life, is quoted as saying, in books, I have traveled not only to other worlds, but into my own. And that can be found on our website. The quote changes probably weekly. There is a blog and book review that once you start reading, you can post blogs to our website. I post blogs throughout the year. I post some things about some different books coming up if you're looking for some recommendations for some books. From our website, hclibrary.us, you can also click on Reader Services, and that will take you to a page which has the Adult Summer Reading Club, and it also has some books and media lists where you can get some ideas for some new books to read. We have a new mystery list for May 2016, Murder in Morningside Heights by Victoria Thompson. This is a turn-of-the-century long-running series that is set in the downtown New York City. And Wild Lake by Laura Littman. Louisa Lou Brandt, following in her father's footsteps, has just been elected to the state's attorney in Howard County, Maryland, the first woman to hold this office. The first murder case she tries is a homeless man who has beaten a woman to death, and it begins to call to mind memories of a death her brother AJ was involved in many years ago that saved the life of one of his friends. As Lou recalls the events she witnessed as a child with an adult's perspective, she wonders if she misunderstood the situation or if there was more to it than was revealed. This is brilliantly paced. The story is told in the present with reflective flashbacks. Once Lou begins to see a clearer picture of her current case and its connections to the other incidents, the surprises do not stop coming. complicated characters, a complex plot, and unexpected twists and turns. This is a stunning novel. Also recommended this month are The Woman in Blue by Ellie Griffiths, Murder on the Quay by Cara Black, an ongoing series, Blood Defense by Marcia Clark, who was the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson trial over 10 years ago, The Murder That Never Was by Andrea Kane, and Girls on Fire by Robin Wasserman. Some new historical fiction is Everyone Brave is Forgiven by Chris Cleave, Bark Skin by Annie Prohl, The After Party by Anton DeSclafina. In 1950s Houston, Joan Fortier is the darling of the nightclubs and the gossips, both columnists and her friends. Her lifelong friend, also Joan, redubbed Cece early on in school, has done more to be Joan's friend and go through the typical childhood and teenage angst girls do. She's become Joan's protectorate over the years, and maybe has become a little too obsessed with Joan. As Cece and her friends marry, start families, and take their place in Houston society, Joan continues on her own self-destructive path, endangering not only her friendship with Cece, but putting Cece's marriage in jeopardy as Cece doggedly continues, out of love, duty, habit, or even jealousy, to try and save her friend as she always has done. As a woman's relationship grows more complex, secrets about each are revealed, and each must put their past aside, including perhaps their own relationships to each other, to allow productive futures, at last for Cece, a future of her own choosing. This is a richly captured portrait of a specific time and place. The setting of the story depicts the glamour of nightclubs, cocktail hours with a new set of glasses, and knowing the proper outfit to wear to the garden club meeting. Joan and Cece have a much more complex relationship than Cece realized, and it's Joan who must harshly snap Cece out of her created reality so she is able to live the life she has chosen in the world where Cece belongs. Complex characters and complex relationships set against the wealth of Texas in the 1950s will keep readers' attention from start to finish. And we also have some debut novels coming out that we've highlighted for May. Mission Hill, a thriller by Pamela Wechsler. Sweet Bitter by Stephanie Danler. And this book, it was advertised in the New York Times, I think, last fall. When Stephanie Danler got her book deal, she was working at a waitress in an upscale restaurant. And she pitched, a book editor came in and she pitched the book to them and got the deal. At 22, Tess leaves her small town and moves to Brooklyn because she can't not. She lands a plum job as a back waiter in an upscale Union Square restaurant in Manhattan, where she falls under the spell of Jake and Simone, both older, who share a relationship with each other that Tess cannot, nor will ever, be able to understand. But it doesn't stop her from longing to be a part of each of them, though not together. Tess quickly leaves, learns about food and wine, working hard to secure her place on the staff, feeling as if it is exactly where she is meant to be. Some lessons, though, don't come easily for Tess as the importance of terroir and she makes some missteps as she negotiates her new city and life, never losing her sense of humor or resolve as she gains a new self-awareness and self-reliance that surprises her. Danler is poised to be a major new voice in fiction with this honest and visceral novel. The characters are real, open, and honest. The details of Tess's new life, believable and tantalizing in this compelling new read. Some other new debut novels are I Let You Go by Claire McIntosh and The Assistants by Camille Perry, who has also just signed a deal for her next book. And all these books can be found on our online catalog, ipac.hclibrary.us, where you can click on our upper right-hand corner on our webpage, hclibrary.us, click search the catalog. And from there, you will be able to place holds, find some read-alikes, and find out which book, which of your favorite books are in, and then go into the library and pick them up. And it is 11:45, so I'm going to play a few more commercials before I come back with the last 15 minutes of the library show, and then Jim Gannot will take care of some business.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry. Jim Thatch is not here today. And I have just been reminded that I have been remiss in my shout-outs. So hi to Miss Morgan and Denise and Jen and Nancy and Scott. And anybody else? I forgot. I guess Lou and Jen and Joe. And, of course, Jim's imaginary friends, Kiko, and our former listener, Jason, and all of his other imaginary listening friends. I'm going to finish out the show talking about some of our electronic resources that we have available and some digital collections from our webpage, hclibrary.us. You can click on digital collections in the right-hand side of the webpage. There's some gold boxes, and that will take you to our page with our downloadable audiobooks and ebooks from EHCL, and also some downloadable audiobooks on One Click Digital. We also subscribe to Instant Flicks, which is powered by IndieFlix, a web streaming movie service which offers full-length features, documentaries, and lots of shorts. There are over 7,000 films, and films are added almost every day. And some of the films that we have highlighted on a hidden gem list are a documentary, Last Stop Standing, from 2012. This is inspired by the book of the same name by Graham Jones, and it takes you behind the counter to discover why nearly 2,000 record shops have already disappeared from across the UK. And a couple of weeks ago, it was Record Store Day. So that's a fascinating look at the history of vinyl and record stores and their evolution. There are some PBS documentaries, including Ken Burns' The Address from 2014, The Story of a Tiny School in Putney, Vermont, The Greenwood School, where each year the students are encouraged to memorize, practice, and recite the Gettysburg Address. There is also The Botany of Desire from 2009, starring Michael Pollan, who wrote the book of the same name. This is a documentary of the evolutionary relationship between humans and plants. There are some classic movies, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari from 1920. This is a foreign film. Dr. Caligari's somnambulist or sleepwalker, Charisse, and his deadly predictions. There is The Invisible Man, starring Claude Rains, where a scientist finds a way of becoming invisible, but in doing so, he becomes murderously insane. Duck Soup, 1933, starring the Marx Brothers. And then there's some Alfred Hitchcock movies, including Secret Agent, Dial M for Murder, and the classic 1960 Psycho. And The Hustler, 1961, starring Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason, of an up-and-coming pool player who plays a longtime champion in a single high-stakes match. And that was an answer to one of Sunday's New York Times crossword puzzles clues. So all you need for Instant Flicks is a Hunterdon County Library card. If you already have a Zinio account, which is our magazine newsstand that I will talk about in a minute, you use the same password you use for that. Otherwise, you can click on Instant Flicks and create account with RB Digital Gateway. And then once you do that, you enter your library card number. And you can browse film collection by audience, family, teen, or adult, or by genre such as animations, romance, sci-fi, documentaries. You can also search by actor, director, and title. And you just start watching your movies. There also are some full-length feature movies on here, including Mr. Johnson in 1990, starring Pierce Brosnan, 1923 British colonial Nigeria minister. Mr. Johnson is an educated black man who doesn't really fit in with the natives or with the British. And then 2005, Mrs. Palfrey at the Claremont, starring Joan Plowright, all but abandoned by her family in a London retirement home, an elderly woman strikes up a curious friendship with a young waiter. And as I mentioned, we also have an electronic newsstand, which is Zinio, gives you complete access to digital magazines. And these magazines, once you download them to your device, you can keep them forever. You can print them, you can bookmark them, you can save them. And this is absolutely free as part of your Hunterdon County Library membership, which is also free for taxpayers of Hunterdon County. We have art and photo magazines. We have automotive and boating, including Motor Trend, Car and Driver. We have some business finance magazine, Kiplinger's Personal Finance. We have craft and do-it-yourself, entertainment, fitness and outdoors and sports, ski magazine, Outdoor Life, ESPN the magazine. We have food and cooking, Bon Appetit, Every Day with Rachel Ray, Food Network magazine, Gluten-Free Living, Home and Garden, Country Living, Good Housekeeping, HGTV magazine. We have Poets and Writers magazine, Writer's Digest, some nature and science, astronomy, Audubon magazine, Birds and Bloom. We have health magazines, news and popular culture, including Vanity Fair, technology, Macworld and PC World, teen and youth, American Girl and 17. We have National Geographic Traveler, and this is an interactive magazine, so there are a lot of hot links where you can view videos or hear clips. And then we have Women in Style, Brides, Cosmopolitan, Marie Claire, more, Oh, the Oprah Magazine, Parents, Women's Day, and Working Mother. We have almost 100 magazines, and these are free with your Hunterdon County Library card. We also have EHCL, which is a collection of audiobooks and ebooks, and we have just added some new ebooks to the collection. You would just click on EHCL, and then you can click on what's new. If the books are checked out, you can put a request in for it. You can tell the books are checked out. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a grayed out book if it's checked out, or a grayed out pair of headphones if the audiobook is checked out. We have just added The Rose by Louise Edrich, The Secret War by Max Hastings, George Orwell, 1984 on audiobook, Robert B. Parker's Slow Burn, written by Ace Atkins, who is continuing the Spencer series after Robert Parker's death. In 2010, we have Heat and Light by Jennifer Hay, The Outliers by Kimberly McCright. This is her first young adult novel. The 15th Affair by Maxine Patterson, James Patterson and Maxine Patero. This is the new the Women's Murder Book Club. We have the new Paul McCartney biography by Philip Norman, and many other books, so you want to check that out. And help for your devices is always available at the library. You can call 788-1434 and talk to a reference librarian, or bring your device in, give a call, make an appointment, or just stop in and we will talk you through it. Also on One Click Digital, we're adding new audiobooks quarterly here. We've got Firebound by Christine Feehan, Amanda Quick, Till Death Do Us Part, What We Find by Robin Carr, and Robin Carr is exclusive to One Click Digital. So if you like all her series, you'll find them here. And Linda Lale Miller, Once a Rancher. Again, Linda Lale Miller is exclusive to RB Digital. CJ Box, I mentioned him earlier, Off the Grid. We have Dime Store by Lee Smith. The Fireman, Joe Hill, Stephen King's son-in-law. So you can find all those at Digital Library on the Hunterdon County Library website page. Also under the Adult tab, we have some databases. If you come into the library, you can search Ancestry Plus for free. You don't have to subscribe to it, but you do need to be in the library for that. You can search the Hunterdon County Democrat from at home or at the library. You can also search for magazine articles and newspapers through EBSCOhost, and that too is available at home or at your library. So if you haven't been to your library in a while, do stop in and see what's going on. It has changed a whole lot from when I was in school, and maybe from when you were in school. And if you haven't gotten your library card or haven't had it updated in a while, just bring something into one of the Hunterdon County libraries with your Hunterdon County address on it, and you will be issued a free library card. And it is just about 11:57. I want to thank you for listening. And sorry, Jim, you weren't here. We will see. Jim Thatch will be back next week. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And Jim Gonneau will be in shortly with Taking Care of Business. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County.
Lose
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdon.com.